Fighting between Israeli and Palestinian forces spreads. This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The gun battles were the fiercest around the Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip today. In 2 days of fighting, more than 40 Palestinians and 11 Israelis have been killed. This is the worst fighting since the 1993 peace accord was signed. Israel has declared a state of emergency, sealed off the West Bank and Gaza Strip, and sent in tanks and helicopters. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu cut short a trip to Europe to hold an emergency session with his cabinet. Datya Itzhaki is spokesperson for the Israeli settlements in Gaza. She says the violence near her settlement, Gush Katif, began early this morning.
The trouble started 10 minutes before 7 o'clock in the morning. It started in stone throwing, and a couple of minutes later on, Palestinian soldiers started shooting. And by the way, in that settlement for 6 hours.
How did this violence today compare with the violence, say, during the Palestinian Intifada, the uprising?
There's nothing to compare. Now we're talking about a war. The Intifada was stone-throwing, and it got to a certain extent to dangers of life, but it's nothing like you have now hundreds, at least, if not thousands of guns shooting at you. It's a war. It's not an Intifada.
That was Datya Itzhaki, a Jewish settler in Gaza.